Hello and welcome to the Auburn Medical Group podcast for April 30th, 2009. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Vaughn. What I'd like to talk about on this podcast is the swine flu epidemic that we're currently facing. I know that a lot of people have heard about it. It's certainly in the news. In fact, I'd be surprised if any of my listeners haven't heard about it. But I wanted to give you my point of view on the swine flu situation. It is something that is worth keeping track of and being concerned about, although not something that's worthy of panic. Although there have been several deaths, particularly in Mexico, from this epidemic, and in fact, even one in the United States from a person who came from Mexico, there have been no cases that were contracted in the United States that have resulted in death. And that's with over 100 people in the United States having been tested positive for the swine flu. So I want my patients and other listeners to be aware that it's out there. It is in our community. If you consider Fair Oaks, our community, there were three students at the Catholic high school there that came down with it and were positive for it. As far as I know, none of them are seriously ill from it. Most of my recommendations are the same as what you would find at the CDC's website, which is www.cdc.gov. They have lots of information on swine flu, lots of information about where it is, how many cases there are, where the swine flu actually comes from, how it's different from regular human flu, and steps to take care of yourself, which include the basics of colds and flu and prevention, and that's washing your hands frequently, being careful about not getting close to other people, avoiding large groups of people, for people not to spread it, to cover their mouth when they cough or sneeze. There are some other steps that have been taken, although they're of questionable benefit. If you see any of the TV reports from people in Mexico, you see that they're wearing the surgical mask or mask around their face in an effort to protect themselves from germs that are being spread by people who have the swine flu. Those are of questionable benefit. They do recommend one particular type of mask. It's called the N95. This is a mask that actually form fits around your mouth and nose so that stuff can't get in easily from gaps where it comes to your together with your face. Those, I guess, will block out some particulate matter, but your eyes are still exposed. Some forms of flu, particularly bird flu, is known to have a predilection for getting you in the eye as far as a place that will be vulnerable to it. That may or may not be true for the swine flu going around. So face masks together with glasses may provide a degree of protection, but not nearly the same as being good about not touching people, not being close to their respiratory secretions, for example, being in their vicinity when they cough or sneeze. Being careful about affection, greetings, kissing. You want to kind of keep your distance. The recommended distance by the CDC is 6 feet. Supposedly, if somebody is 6 feet away from you and not coughing straight at you, you should be safe around them. If you were to have symptoms and you think you might have flu, here's what to look out for. Sore throat, cough, fever, headache, possibly some GI symptoms, that being diarrhea or nausea, vomiting. Another popular one is this body aching and tiredness that occurs when people are sick with flu. Generally, the fever is a high fever. If you have symptoms like that, that's not enough for us to really think that you probably have swine flu. Along with it, we'd want to have some kind of likely exposure to it so that within the last 7 days, since that's the incubation period for it, last 7 days having been in contact with someone who either was tested positive for swine flu or is very likely themselves to have it, or having been in an area where there's swine flu. For example, if you came back from Mexico with those symptoms, we're testing you. If you have those symptoms and you were at that Catholic school in Fair Oaks where the kids got it, we're testing you. If you have, say, a runny nose and cough and you feel kind of bad but don't have that much of a fever, you know, we're probably not going to think that's swine flu, especially if you haven't been in any of those areas, if you've just been in Auburn the whole time and haven't been around anyone else that has any connection to it. We wouldn't test you under those circumstances. But if you have any questions, please call the office. Call Jen at 886-8630. and we'll be glad to get that checked. Testing is free for people who meet the criteria. And that, again, is somebody who has had some kind of known exposure or has been in the right place anyway, even if you didn't knowingly get exposed to it, to contract the swine flu. So that's somewhere where it's been, somewhere that we know cases are, or being around someone that we know came down with it. If you have any questions, though, please just go ahead and call. The swine flu in the United States has not, at least at this point, been a horribly deadly illness. The one case was a child in Texas who actually came over the border from Mexico. There's over 100 cases tested positive in the United States. No other deaths. This is to be looked at in the light of regular human influenza, where we have 32,000 or so deaths annually from the regular flu that we try to get everybody to get their immunization for. People still do die from it. We'll be trying to get more information out to you as there's major developments in following the spread of this. We're hoping for the best. We are certainly preparing for the worst. Our local county health department is giving us updates more than daily through email to the doctor's office. And the CDC does seem to be taking it very seriously. The government's actually doing a good job of being prepared for this and having everything ready. I've heard even some patients criticize that they're making too big a deal out of it. Well, I can't say that necessarily, because I know what regular influenza does, and I know that this could very easily start taking a toll on human life like regular human influenza. It's certainly done it in Mexico. We're not totally sure why it hasn't in the United States. Some people think it may be because of quicker response of the healthcare system in the United States. Some people think it may be because there's actually been a change in the virus. Another thought is that in the United States, it's only been here for a few weeks, whereas it's been several weeks in Mexico, so that the illness has had more of a time to progress, and that we may yet see some of these deaths in these 100 cases that have been found. We don't know. Again, I don't want people to worry about it. I want people to be aware. As far as travel restrictions, I recommend just going by what the CDC recommends, which right now is don't go to Mexico unless you absolutely have to right now. If you can put it off, please do. And I agree with that. I don't see anything wrong with that recommendation. Thanks again for listening to this broadcast of the Auburn Medical Group, and we will get back to you as soon as we have more information. This is Dr. Mark Vaughn saying stay in good health.